The following information was recorded in July 2010 and is the property of the Office of the Public Guardian in Scotland. The Office of the Public Guardian is part of the Scottish Court Service. This information relates to the Adults with Incapacity Scotland Act 2000. The following fact sheet number one is entitled A Guide to Investigations. The Office of the Public Guardian came into being following creation of the Adults with Incapacity Scotland Act 2000. This Act gives the Public Guardian powers to investigate concerns and to take steps to safeguard the property and financial matters of an adult with incapacity where it appears that they may be at risk of misuse or abuse. The Office of the Public Guardian, which is part of the Scottish Court Service, is an independent body which does not represent any other public body or individual. The next section provides a description of an adult with incapacity. An adult with incapacity can be any person who is aged 16 years or over, who is unable to act, make, communicate, understand or retain the memory of decisions because of mental disorder, for example dementia, or because of a physical inability to communicate. The next section deals with the question of what could be considered misuse or abuse. It may appear that an adult's funds are being misused or abused when they are not being used for the adult's benefit, or to meet their needs, or where any actions being taken are not in line with the adult's wishes. The next section explains what you can do if you have concerns about an adult's property or financial affairs. You can contact the Office of the Public Guardian's investigation team to explain the reasons why you think that an adult's property or financial affairs appear to be at risk. You should provide any evidence which you may have in support of your concerns. If you are unsure about the situation, a member of the investigation team will be able to talk to you in confidence over the telephone and will provide advice and guidance as necessary. A concern can also be raised anonymously. However, the progress and any conclusion of such an investigation may be limited due to the need to have a clarification about the information provided by the complainer. A referral form is available and can be downloaded from our website. If you require a copy to be sent to you, please telephone the Public Guardian's office on 01324 678 300. The following section explains how the investigation team conducts an investigation. The investigation team seeks to ensure that an adult's property or financial affairs are suitably safeguarded and are not at risk from abuse or misuse. An investigation involves seeking confirmation about an adult's capacity to understand and manage his or her own affairs. An investigation involves seeking confirmation about an adult's capacity to understand and manage his or her own affairs. Information will be gathered from all relevant parties to clarify the adult's circumstances, and parties may be interviewed. Documentation, such as medical opinions, bank statements and other financial records, receipts and legal papers will be reviewed. A view will then be taken as to whether or not the adult's property or financial affairs appear to be at risk. The next section clarifies what is likely to happen at the conclusion of an investigation. If the Public Guardian has come to the view that an adult's property and or financial affairs are not at risk, no action will be taken, because the Public Guardian is of the view that the adult's affairs are being suitably managed and are safeguarded. Advice and guidance may be given if necessary to ensure the continued protection of the adult's affairs. The situation may be monitored for a period of time to ensure that any issues have been resolved. If the Public Guardian is of the view that an adult's property and financial affairs are at risk, either a single remedy or a combination of solutions may be applied. These are as follows. Advice and guidance may be given to appropriate parties so that safeguards can be put in place to make sure that the adult's property and financial affairs are suitably protected. In certain circumstances, the adult's bank accounts may be frozen or income suspended until redirected for the benefit of the adult concerned. A recommendation may be made for an appropriate body or person to consider making an application under the Adults with Incapacity Scotland Act 2000. Such an application may seek either to access the adult's funds so they may be applied for the adult's benefit, or to appoint a financial guardian. An application may be made to the sheriff for the removal or supervision of any party who is acting on behalf of an adult under authority of the aforementioned act or any other authority. If there is indication of fraud or theft, the matter may be referred to the police. This section deals with the speed and progression of investigations. Each investigation is unique and can only progress in as far as its own individual circumstances will allow. The speed with which an investigation is progressed is greatly dependent upon the parties concerned providing information when requested. The following section deals with issues of confidentiality. All information and any evidence collected during an investigation will remain entirely confidential and will not be disclosed to anyone except where required to do so by law. We will not disclose details of any party or parties who raised the concern. All information received is used only by the Public Guardian's Office to assist in forming a view as to whether there is any risk to the adult's property or financial affairs. Once an investigation is completed, parties will only be advised of the outcome of the investigation. That is to say, whether the adult's property and/or financial affairs were or were not found to be at risk. The next section explains what may happen once an investigation has come to a close. Sometimes a case is monitored by the Public Guardian's Office for a period of time. Periodically, parties involved in an investigation may be contacted as necessary to ascertain whether there has been any significant change in the adult's circumstances since the case was closed. This section addresses issues which may arise where an adult is not found to be at risk. Where the investigation team has informed a party or parties that an adult is not considered to be at risk, but the party is still not satisfied, it is open to the party, if he or she is sufficiently concerned, to make an application to the sheriff for any order under the Act that they feel is necessary. However, it is recommended that professional legal advice is sought prior to taking such action. The next section explains what the investigation team cannot do. The investigation team cannot investigate concerns relating to an adult's personal welfare, nor can any attempt be made to resolve any personal or family disagreement. The team is unable to retrieve debt of any kind owed by an adult to any third party. The team cannot investigate concerns relating to a capable adult. No investigation can continue if medical evidence confirms that the adult concerned is capable of managing his or her own financial affairs. Finally, the investigation team cannot continue to investigate following the death of an adult. This section clarifies who you should contact if you think that the adult's personal welfare is at risk. In the first instance, you should contact the local authority usually the social work department, in the area where the adult lives. Contact details can be found in the local telephone directory. You may also wish to contact the Mental Welfare Commission for Scotland for guidance. The telephone number is 0131 313 8777. Alternatively, you can email the Mental Welfare Commission at inquiries@mwcscot.org.uk. Both these bodies have equivalent investigative powers in relation to concerns where the personal welfare of an adult may be at risk. How can I contact the Office of the Public Guardian? The address is the Office of the Public Guardian, Scotland, Hadrian House, Callendar Business Park, Callendar Road, Falkirk, FK1 1XR. If you are a legal professional, you can use the following legal postal addresses: DX 550360, Falkirk 3, or LP-17, Falkirk. The telephone and other contact details are as follows. You can contact us on 01324 678 300 or send a fax on 01324 678 301. Our email address is opg@scotcourts.gov.uk, and our website address is www.publicguardian-scotland.gov.uk. The Office of the Public Guardian is open to the public from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday.